It may seem like another crummy winter in South Central, but if you're willing to head up, not north, but upward in elevation, there's a different winter story playing out. APRN contributor Monica Goki has this story as part of our Where is Winter series.
It's a wet and windy day up Turnagain Pass. You can hear the high-pitched squeal of snow machines ricocheting around, but you can't see them. Visibility is low, and everything's socked in. Anchorage snow machiners Mike Lindemann and Nolan Bodeheimer just got back from a rip. The rubber track on one of their snow machines is loose. Lindemann tightens the track with a wrench.
The rubber track stretches out, so they make these tensioners right here.
Lindemann says wet snow exacerbates this problem, and it's pretty wet out, but he isn't complaining too much.
It's actually pretty nice this year because Turnagain Pass is actually open. Last year it wasn't open, so our nearest place to ride was 2.5 hours, 3 hours away.
Turnagain Pass wasn't open to snow machiners last year because of a lack of snow. Backcountry skiers were there too, and they had to hoof it, skis strapped to their backs, for 20 to 30 minutes before there was enough snow to skin up the mountain. The Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center keeps tabs on snow activity in the Turnagain Pass area. Avalanche Center Director Wendy Wagner has been on the mountain all year, and she says yes, yes indeed, winter is back this year.
So our snowpack at right around tree line and above tree line and what we call the alpine is more than average. And that's wonderful because it lays down a lot of the alders and people are able to recreate in many areas that they haven't been able to recreate the last couple of years.
Now that the snow's in, backcountry users have been coming in droves.
We had a sunny weekend a couple weekends ago, and there's, I would say, almost 1,000 people out recreating on Turnagain Pass.
1,000 people at Turnagain Pass might sound insane, but Wagner says the area is big enough that it doesn't exactly feel like Alyeska, say, on a Saturday. And speaking of Alyeska, they too are having a good snow year, up top at least. Down low, not so much. Daniel Fisher of the National Resources Conservation Service manages the automated snow measuring sites across the state. And the numbers concur with what people are seeing on the ground.
Generally, the further up the mountain we go, the closer to normal the snowpack becomes.
Snowpack is even well above the norm at some of the higher elevation sites. At Hatcher Pass, for example, snowpack is at about 140%. Up Turnagain Pass, 160% of normal. But the lower elevation sites tell a different story. At a number of spots, like Portage Valley and Kincaid Park, there's less snow now than there was in December. Low-lying areas have been melted out by winter rain. So what's with the awful winter down low and the great winter up top?
Well, at one point, it would certainly seem unusual, but I mean, looking at the last 3 years, that's been sort of what's been going on.
Fisher says there are two reasons you get a low snowpack. The first, precipitation is below average. That is not the case this year.
But you can also have low snowpack because your precipitation is coming as rain instead of snow.
Got it. And that seems to be what's happening this year.
Exactly. Yeah, that's been sort of what's happened the last 3 years.
It's what Fisher calls a temperature-driven snowpack. The precipitation is right on schedule, but it's just falling as rain instead of snow in the low-lying areas. But up high, well, there's enough snow for Lindemann and Bodeheimer. They're getting ready to head high up the mountain.
So yesterday I was up to the ridgeline. Today we haven't quite gotten there yet.
They fire up their snow machines and tear off, pointing themselves at an invisible ridgeline. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.